Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, you're going to hear from Milan Fatorik. He is a product marketing manager at WorkTango. Now, Milan has worked in marketing for his entire career in a variety of different industries in some of the fastest moving SaaS and tech environments. Today, he's going to speak to you about something that affects anybody. You could be in product, you could be in sales, marketing, finance, HR. He's going to speak about change. He's worked in such disruptive companies. He knows a thing or two about hitting the ground running after massive change, after massive disruption. This is a great tip for entrepreneurs. This is a great tip for people that are moving into a new role. So this is Milan teaching you three tips on how to hit the ground running after massive change in your business or in your life.
Hi, my name is Milan Fatorik, and I'm a sales and marketing coordinator for WorkTango. Today, I'll be covering my top three tips to hit the ground running after change. Now, this can be after graduation, layoff, career change, or taking the plunge to start your own business. These are tips that I've used personally and that have helped me immensely early on in my career, and I'd like to share them with all of you in the hopes that it helps you in your future endeavors, whatever those may be. Now, these are some things that I wish others in academia and in my professional career would have told me earlier, so I'm going to tell you to save you the time. Now, without further ado, let's get right down to it with my first tip. Tip number one would be to find your skill set, understand what you want, and then go out and execute. So I'm going to first talk to recent grads, since I was one myself a little while ago, and my advice would be to look beyond your degree. You're not limited to the field you chose at school, and while it may help you to get a job in that sector, don't limit yourself if you're interested in something else. Upward mobility comes from experience, not necessarily education. So don't put yourself in a box before ever trying your other areas of interest. This also goes for those starting their own business. You don't need an MBA or a business degree to start. Just the idea of what you want to do and the willingness to execute is enough to get you started. Immediately after change, you are likely nervous and anxious of what's to come in the future. So, to help mitigate those feelings of uncertainty, I found it helpful to sit down and physically write down, yes, get out a pen and paper and physically write down what your ideal situation is. And ask yourself questions like, what work do I enjoy doing and what am I good at? Then make a plan that balances those two answers and it will put you on the right path to a successful future. When you found out what you're passionate about, you get the motivation to keep moving and working. And when you find out what you're good at, it makes it easier to double down on your idea since it's right in your key skill set. In the end, what we're all looking to be is our idea of success. And what success means is really the fulfillment of your dreams. Now, these questions and this exercise helped me to nail down what I wanted to do with my future. And even if you're not successful, you still fill the time with something you love to do, which is something that many people don't get to say. To put this into perspective, many successful musicians spent years of their lives doing unpaid performances, and the only reason they kept playing was because they loved to perform. So when you find your skill set and what you love to do, keep at it and don't put down that instrument. My second tip would be to stay positive while failing, changing, and adjusting. Now, a positive outlook and mental state can go a long way in motivation, productivity, and your sense of self. This goes back to my first tip, where in order to build your skill set and understand what you want, you're going to have to make continuous adjustments and changes to truly figure out what works best for you. So you can't be afraid to fail, change, adjust, and then fail again and again. It's a part of life, and although it sucks in the moment, you always learn way more from your failures than your successes. So take it as a learning opportunity and move on. Just sitting around doing nothing or staying in the same uncomfortable spot you're in now will do you no good. In your career, school, or whatever change you're going through, you're expected to and should make mistakes. Nobody's perfect, and the earlier on you can fail, learn, and move on, the more it compounds over time, and then the next thing you know, you're a few years ahead of where you would have been had you not taken the plunge and been mentally prepared to mess up and pick up the pieces. Mental health plays a huge part in this, so take time to focus on your mental health as much as you're focusing on getting to that next step in life. Get outside, spend time with friends and family, and especially while working from home, create a clear line between work and personal time. Do whatever releases stress and tension in your life, and I found myself to be much more productive when I take care of my mental health, and studies have shown that it positively influences productivity. Now, you can change paths as many times as you like in life, but you only have one brain and one body. So take care of it, stay positive, and don't get discouraged. The path to success is never linear, so keep at it, and you will, not might, get there someday. Finally, the last tip I'll leave you with is be proactive. Now, this is a big one. So once you've even partially figured out, you don't need to have every last detail figured out. Be proactive and take the first step. This can take on many forms, one of them being learning and training, even online courses to arm yourself with the knowledge to get started. Education doesn't just happen in a classroom, and you now literally have the world at your fingertips. So use it and spend time learning, absorbing information, and doing your best to put it into practice. I read a quote once that said something along the lines of, "A man who reads 10 books but doesn't change is the same as a man who reads no books." And I think that rings true to what I'm saying now. I mean, it's great to learn on your own time, but you have to be proactive and get out there and put it into action. If not, then you risk wasting the time you spent learning by not putting it into practice. Networking is also another form of being proactive in my eyes. This is a tough one for introverts, but try and build connections through networking events, cold emails, and LinkedIn messages, or any other way you can think of. Be prepared when reaching out to the person, and also let them do the talking, but be present in the conversation. Soak up as much as you can and learn from them. This is a great way to learn business lessons from others, challenge your way of thinking, and build an index of people that might be able to support you, and vice versa. This also improves your chances of landing a new job. People who know someone in the industry often land a more coveted job than those that are simply applying to the postings online. I've used this personally without trying to land a job by setting myself a goal to network with a set number of people this year. As a result, I've met some amazing and smart people that have helped me tremendously in real estate and put me in contact with their network that have been a big help to me as I begin to build my real estate portfolio. Networking is one of the most powerful tools in your kit, and it's something I didn't fully appreciate until recently. So go out there and network. Even in these remote times, it's easy to network with people because they don't even have to leave the comfort of their own home, and neither do you. Every organization's most powerful asset is their people. So go out there and connect with them. You never know where it may lead. And it's extremely valuable to continue learning once your education is complete. And a great way to do that is to be proactive, network, and then get to work. From all the wealth in all of human history, one thing that has never been bought is time. So use it wisely, get out there, and get moving. Time waits for nobody, and being proactive and networking is a great first step. Well, that concludes my three tips, and that's everything for me. So I want to thank Scott so much for having me on the show, and I hope to see you all in later episodes. If you want to connect with me, my LinkedIn can be found in the description of this podcast. Take care.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.